This is RSVB Update, episode 452, recorded Friday, February 14th, 2014. Bring back Guffins. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for RSVB Update once again, or as Google Translate likes to call it, our spending update.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's probably just your typing. Shane.
No. Once upon a time, I put my voice into Google Translate saying RSVB Update. And it converted it to our spending update.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but in any case, this week joining us is Earth and Trekkie.
Yay!
So, yeah. how you both doing?
That's us.
Good.
That's good. How about you, Trekkie?
Oh, I've been better. But oh, yeah. Been worse.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling entirely. And we actually got another Friday surprise to discuss. You know, that's what I like calling these things. Friday surprise.
Is that like the October surprise?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that is what you're referencing? Wow, you made a reference to something.
Other than Star Trek.
Right? Thing we know, you'll be making jokes.
Yep, that's right. So this week's polls came around on Friday, as they normally do, and some relatively insignificant ones in the greater scheme of things, but we'll get to those in just a couple minutes. But first, the one that everybody is talking about and the one that's ruffling feathers as it normally does with these kind of polls pertaining to something that Jagex initially said not even 2 months ago that they weren't even going to touch in terms of polling. I believe the exact quotation was that we were focused on the future and we won't be polling on things like EOC. So with that being said, you guys have two guesses as to what this poll is about.
Sheep.
Yes.
Lamb chops?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. Good job, Trekkie.
All right. High five.
High five. Hey, it could be bacon, right?
Ooh, bacon? Bacon? Where? Bacon where? Where?
Okay,
where?
Let's not start where? With where? That again.
Damn, missy.
Anyways, so the poll this week pertains to the combat formula. Now, the question is, plain and simple, which combat formula would you prefer as a base for reworked combat formula? And your choices are 138, as was before Evolution of Combat, or 200, as we have now. So, with that being said...
You said that in a very, very dramatic voice, Shane. That's why I was laughing.
Yep, and that is exactly why we need to be doing that. It's a very, very important poll. And when you think about it, this is one of the central pillars that the Evolution of Combat was based on. Now, I mean, JX has reversed course tons of times in the past on things. I never thought we'd be seeing it for something so big as one of the main pillars of Evolution of Combat.
Let me see if I've got this correct. They are taking EOC and getting rid of it, basically.
No. Well,
no. Well, they're
not
taking
entirely,
away. They're,
no.
Okay, they're slowly taking it away.
They're taking parts of it away.
Oh, good. I love that. And they're leaving it up to the players too.
Yeah.
Hey, Shane, Shane. I have an idea.
Okay.
I have an idea.
I'm scared now.
Okay, so we're all really sad about Gothic's dying, right?
Uh-huh.
What if we put it to a vote? And we could vote to have him come back. How great would that be?
You know, with all this stuff that we've seen so far, I think if we all banded together, we could get that as a Dragonstone pull option. We could have Gothic's rise from the dead, quite literally.
Yes, and considering that we are all deities now, that's not beyond the realm of possibility.
I'm going to laugh when that actually happens, like next month.
Okay, do you want to be leading the charge on some survey to get this as a poll option?
Well, I mean, would this be like the deport Justin Bieber thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would
it's complete bullshit.
It would start off with something like that, but
better make a note, Shane, there's your first.
Chances are they would get a reference to this poll, and you know, maybe something might happen, because if you remember, that's exactly how the idea for the official poll of Old School RuneScape came about 1 year ago.
That was a year ago? No, it wasn't.
That yeah, it was.
More than a year. That came out 1 year ago.
That's right. That's when the poll came out.
You're shitting me.
I was on my way back from my trip. And we heard about
this. Right, and you came back, and you went ape shit.
Well, I wouldn't describe it as that, but
I'm just making Shane's life really fun, guys.
No. Yeah, Jagger just loves to do that, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I meant with all of my swearing.
Oh, I didn't even hear your swearing. I'm sorry.
You didn't.
Yeah, you better start making notes.
All right. So, honestly, what do you guys think in terms of combat? 138 or 200?
I actually liked 138 better.
Really?
Yeah. Because didn't you have to have everything pretty much maxed in order to get that?
Pretty close. Pretty close.
Yeah, well, honestly, I really don't care. I just chose 200. That's a nice round number.
Yeah. And
I still think of it in terms of that, though. When I see myself and I'm like, what am I? Anyway, hold on. Let me see if I can figure... How do I even see that, Shane?
It's in the...
I literally
thing,
do not...
The first one.
Summary. Okay, I'm 187.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I don't know what that means. It's probably simpler.
Defense plus your highest combat stat. Plus two.
Wait, so that could be attack, strength,
magic,
hit points,
range,
magic,
summoning.
Range. What the hell? Why? I have 95 magic, but only have 89 attack, strength, defense.
Yeah. So you're
magic-based.
So that's where it comes from.
Now he's new as magic, but...
Oh,
do you believe in magic?
No.
So what did you guys vote in this poll?
Yes.
I voted 200.
One second. I can find out for you. Wow, this is... Oh, it's 2 weeks. I voted 138.
Okay.
So what does those who used to have pure accounts will be able to roll back certain stats mean?
You know, if we end up going back to 138, this is going to be the best part of it. And here's why. I never intended to get 99 magic. I never did. So if it's an option...
Okay, so what?
When it comes around, I'm going to roll myself back.
Why?
I don't want 99 magic.
Why not?
I never intended to get it.
You mean you never intended to get it?
It just happened on a bonus XP weekend.
It just happened.
Yeah, it's linked up on you, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a 99 I wanted to get. And if I could give it back, I gladly would.
If you could give it back. Oh, take it back. I didn't mean it.
Exactly. So, you know, I just want to make one thing clear to all the listeners out there that stemmed from some confusion on the episode of Supplemental that came out today, which you can find on the YouTube at RSBNB staff on there. Basically,
on the YouTubes.
Yeah. The thing I want to make clear is that I am not angry at this poll as to whether or not we go back to 138 or 200. Much like Trekkie said, I don't care about my combat level. I don't care what it says. I have no interest in combat levels where it's going to make any sense to me. I don't PvP. Now, the thing I am most concerned about, as I said, is that Jagex is changing their mind on one of the biggest things that happened, part of one of the biggest things that happened to RuneScape since RuneScape 2. And like I said, they've changed their mind before, but I never thought it would happen for something this big. That's what I'm truly concerned about here.
I really don't care about what a couple of numbers mean. Everyone's kind of going nuts over changing a number, which is basically what it is. Look, it's not that.
Oh, God, it's different.
You know, quite honestly,
yep.
I don't think it's that difficult to redo the formula and make it equal to 200 again.
So how did the old one work anyway? Isn't there a...
I'm glad you asked.
...ton of confusion about it? Oh,
I'm glad
yes.
you asked. Reed, why did you do that? No.
It's easily summified. And here's how.
It's easily what?
Summified.
Summarized.
Are you... I think you made that word up, Jay.
No, I didn't. I didn't make it up. Summify is a web service that I used to use. The correct word is summarized, but... basically, here's how it works. They outline it in the FAQ. You have an offensive component, which is the maximum of either attack plus strength, 1.5 times magic, or 1.5 times ranged. Now, you take this offensive component, so if you're maxed attack and strength, that's 198, and you multiply it by 1.3. Then, after that, you add in your defense, Constitution, half your prayer, and half your summoning, then divide this whole thing by 4. That's your combat level.
Okay.
It's really not that
bad. So why is that so complicated?
Well, I mean, it's not something you can easily do in your head without a calculator. That's where I draw the line for this game on... simple versus complicated, whereas the current one is just a straight-up addition. My biggest problem with the old formula is not the fact that it creates peers, but the idea that magic and ranged are not treated equally in this formula. In fact...
it wasn't really treated equally in the old formula. Usually everyone... it usually went off the melee levels because that's
exactly.
what almost everybody maxed out on. So yeah. Magic and rain never really played a role.
And that's,
that was also the one of the problems.
Yes, and that's the thing I'd like to change primarily with the old formula. And, I mean, that could just be as simple as changing the multiplier of magic and range to 2 rather than 1.5. The other thing, I think, especially given what we have in terms of the way armor works now, is I think that dropping constitution... from the combat level was a good idea. Because as it stands right now, most of the life points you get are gained from your food. I mean, not your food, your armor.
Let me see. What do you think, Reed?
I already shared my thoughts.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I still think of myself as like 121 combat. And then I realize, wait, no. So it'd probably be easier for someone who's clueless like me.
To go back?
But, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, it's not the fact that we're making the change potentially based on the results currently to 138. It's just the fact that this came up as a polling option when 2 months ago it was said that this kind of thing wouldn't be asked. But in that regards, currently 138 is winning with 71% of the vote and 200 with 28%. And another 1% difference there can be attributed to rounding in the final display. So, I mean, it looks like we're going to base it off 138. Then the questions that come after will be interesting as well. But
such as?
Well, question is, should we make magic and ranged have the same weight as the melee component? I think that's something that's definitely...
In what?
In the 138 formula. I think that's going to come up in the 138
well,
formula.
From what I took from this is they're going to take it back to exactly the way it was.
Yeah, but if you read the poll, it says that changes to this formula will be determined in future polls. So they're going to use the old one as a starting point, but
what?
There might be further changes to
you
it.
You kidding?
No, that's what it's
no,
that's
you
what
made
it says.
That up. You made
that's...
that up.
And that is the beauty of player's choice. Power to the players.
Ooh, everything just crashed.
Cool. Later polls will decide any further changes to the formula. It's right up there, Reed. It's right up there.
Yeah, I just saw that. Also, note to everyone, don't play games and apply overclock settings at the same time. That's bad news, bears.
What's a bad news bear?
It's a bear that brings you bad news.
All right. Well, I mean,
question was that.
I think it's clear the direction this is going to go since this one already has such a large following. And this is a lesson to myself and to everybody else out there that even if Jagex says something isn't going to change on a large scale like this, it could change in the future. So I know, Trekkie, you
or
and I
if
are,
they say it's not going to change, then expect it to.
Yeah, so I'm worried
Would
about
you go
the,
that far.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I'm just going to say I'm worried about the elf quest right now because of this.
What do you want the ending to be?
What do you want? Which dialogue option is better? Just very specific. Takes years. Every piece of... Should we put a semicolon here? Or a comma? In the code. In the actual code. What's the next letter going to be?
Beats me.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a point to where design by committee becomes a little bit too much, and when...
It's not really a committee, because it's just whoever wins, wins.
Well, I mean the committee being the player base, right?
Well, yeah, but it's kind of irrelevant as a committee, because a committee, everyone discusses. This, it just happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's true. But you can count the people on the forums who are talking about this, because as I said, one of the first things
people
to come
on
up...
People on the forums are just going to bitch and whine and bitch and whine no matter what happens, so...
And
You're better off
this...
if you just ignore that.
But that's the thing. That's where this poll came from there, Earth. As soon as the combat beta forms were announced, what was the first thing people were asking for? The 138 formula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think there'll be... Yeah, well, they probably won't. But if that's the case, Shane, I want two other things to come back to 138. Peter's come back, and I want all of those guys who voted... No, I want all those guys who voted yes on it to head into a wild and get murdered.
Well, I don't go into the wilderness, so joke's on them.
Yeah, same here.
Uh, And also, if we're gonna do that, I want Soul Wars to give XP while fighting people again. While fighting other people, you know, they stopped giving XP to people. That was stupid.
In anything, though, right? Isn't that in everything?
Yeah, you only get XP from fighting monsters.
Yeah, they did say it's gonna come back, so that's good.
Oh no! Ask them.
Anyways, I don't really want to talk much more about this. It's a topic that, in my view, has already come and gone because of the huge margin on this poll. As we declared in World Event 2, Armadale was winning very, very early on. And we were able to call that as Armadale's victory after the second day. And I'm willing to call this as
the first day.
As 138 being the winning option here. So, but with that being said, I'd just like to point everybody to the YouTube channel for an RSBNB update supplemental on this very topic, and that is the combat formula. I basically went into the pros and cons of each formula and suggested a way to fix the 200 level system and a way to give players their prestige back with 200. Whether or not you agree with that, that's perfectly fine. Of course, it would need to be ironed out a bit and, you know, given the usual treatment.
It'd have to be what?
It would have to be ironed out. Like, you know, iron all the wrinkles out.
Ironed out?
Yes.
No, you said iron.
I said ironed out.
Iron.
Anyways, in other news on this episode of Earth Corrects Shane's Pronunciation, youtube.com/RSBNB staff. All right. Now this, we got some other polls here that were released today. Holiday items for loyalty points. 59% yes, 40% no.
Okay, this one made me angry.
Why is that?
I'm legitimately angry. Because
tell
it's
us.
My yo-yo. You shouldn't get to have that. No.
How do you think he feels here about his bunny ears?
Oh, I wasn't there for the bunny ears, actually, sadly. I got the scythe, though. I like my scythe, especially when I turn on my ghostly armor. It makes me look deathly,
like the Reaper.
So does this mean that I'm going to get to have? So if I pay enough points, can I go back in time, punch myself in the face repeatedly for not finishing the event? For winter 2005 and get the rewards?
Yes. Winter 2005 will be one of the options.
What was 2005? The yo-yo?
That was like the scarf
I got the stupid hats, but I didn't get the scarves.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
who is it?
Voted no on this.
I voted no as well.
I dearly want bunny ears and a scythe, but I don't want to devalue it for people that have the bunny ears, scythe, and yo-yo. What's oops?
He disconnected.
It could very well be.
Oh, probably Windows update. I went through a Windows update. That's my guess. You want to keep going or you want to wait for him?
Well, let's just finish this section on this poll here. Like, how do you feel about
people having... I don't like it. Reason I don't like it is because the whole point of getting those holiday items at that time because you were there at the time to get it. Granted, I missed the bunny ears because I was just busy for that one day and just couldn't get it. And well, the other thing is also it's also a symbol of how long you've been playing.
Yeah.
You got the bunny ears because you've been playing since 2005. You got the scythe because of the same reason. You remember you got those items back in RSC, back in RuneScape Classic, not RuneScape or RuneScape 2. So the issue with that is, well, hey, that really means you are a veteran. Only thing now that shows you how long you've been this are the veteran capes, which quite honestly are not that great. If they really, let's see, I don't believe they really should do it. Cause then, well, that's like, I remember when I got the scythe, I woke up at 6 a.m. to try and get it because of all the crazy things that was happening.
That is the case for an SSD right there.
What happened? Windows update?
When Windows decided to restart on me, I accidentally clicked yes. So,
all right. So,
hey Shane, I was almost right.
Yeah, you were, and we're just chatting right now, Earth, about why Trekkie voted no on this. And the reason comes down to it's a symbol of how long you've been playing. So
yeah,
I voted.
I mean,
as
they
well.
Said it looked different, but knowing Jagex, that's gonna be like one pixel on something or some shit. So I don't remember what I voted, but I rest assured I'm going to go change it to no. Ensure that it is no.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'd like to have a scythe or bunny ears, but it's just not worth devaluing those items for those
people. Everything that you've ever worked for.
Exactly. So, there's that. And then, finally, we jump down to the Ruby poll of the week, which is a lot less controversial than these two. It is polling for a divination familiar, a high-level divination familiar. Now, 14% want a Divine Chronicler, and this thing will store chronicles for you and let you cash them in without going to Guthix's tomb or the person in Drainer Village. There's the Divination Forager, which will gather divination things for you, much the same way that a magpie does. Then there's a Divination Booster, which will boost the effects of boons, portents, and everything like that, and increase your chance of getting enhanced memories. And then finally, there's the Divine Beast of Burden at 37%, which will hold more items than a pack yak, but it will only hold memories.
I thought that was
really?
I thought that one was
only hold
stupid.
Memories, but I thought you could only have 10.
That's chronicles.
No, you're thinking as chronicles. Those are the orange things. Memories are the things that you actually capture from all those little wasp, whatever.
But wisp? You're right next to the thing.
Exactly. That's why we're like, why would this be a thing? Are you seriously gonna, I don't know, put some in and then fill up your inventory up again, do a little bit more, clear up your inventory to use the rest? That's just a waste of time. Why are you shouldn't even bother? If anything, they should go for a small boost.
So what do the boons do again? Those
you make
you
the
XP
very first time.
Boost, right?
Yeah, the thing you make the second you have the next level for next set.
Yeah, because I haven't trained divination with divination since like level 40. Not even. Tears of Guthix.
Yeah, I voted for the booster as well, just because it doesn't seem like the Beast of Burden is all that great. The Forager, once again, I'm not really a fan of those in terms of regular summoning. And the Chronicler, I mean, I don't collect the Chronicles anyway, so that wouldn't be useful to me.
What kind of XP do those give?
It depends on your level. Hunter, you collect it, then Divination if you put it in the altar. So you just grab on.
I didn't know you could put this stuff in the altar.
They got the altar from World Wakes. So you just pop on a six age ring.
Oh, so you go and No.
They do.
But you give it to that one guy, don't you?
You can give it to that one guy, or if you want a little bit more, you give it to the Guthix Altar and the World Wakes.
They're in the same room, though.
You don't give it to the guy. I always give it to
the guy. We're talking about a different guy, it seems.
Yeah, there's a second one you can give to in Drainer, I believe. I can take it for less experience.
Okay. Well, anyway.
This thing's going to require level 97 summoning. I can pretty much guarantee that.
What's the point?
I don't know. And, I mean, we'll have to find out eventually when it comes out. But it just doesn't seem like it's the smart thing to do. But whatever the players want, and we'll have to see if it'll be useful maybe later on for the invention skill. I was thinking that it could be useful there, in that you will have to go somewhere to train it, much the same way you would probably train something like smithing. So my guess is that's where this familiar will end up being useful. Anyways, any thoughts on the polls, or should we call that done for this week?
I think that's sufficient.
All right. Well, in that case, let us move on. The next thing to highlight is that the Players Gallery is coming back. So, if you're a RuneScape artist and you want to paint something RuneScape-related or maybe make a clay sculpture, you can send the stuff in to gallery@jagex.com. Make sure to send your display name. Needs to be a minimum resolution of 1280 by 720 and a maximum size of 2 megabytes. And the winner will receive RuneScape concept art signed by the JMods, feedback from a RuneScape concept artist, and 1,000 rune coins. I wish I could draw and do art.
I thought you were about to say $1,000, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do... No.
What would you do? Because I know you're... limitation of art is basically just stick figures, right?
For drawing, yes. Anyways. I can't draw a straight line with a ruler, everyone.
Oh, that's so not good.
Shut up, Shane. Yours is worse.
No, it's not. But, anyways... with that being said, we've seen some RSBNB stuff in there before. Once upon a time, Alex43 actually managed to get into the Players Gallery, so it's always nice to see the Players Gallery return and have the potential for some of our listeners to appear in there once again.
What's his name? Is it Zant who gets in there all the time?
No, he does music. That's what he does.
The music person. Oh, is that in the community roundup?
Yes, that is.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And next up, JX just has a reminder for everybody about password security, in that you should create a strong password for your RuneScape account. Anybody want to know my password?
I'm sure it's something in Klingon. It's 20 characters long, right, Shane?
Yes, my RuneScape password is 20 characters long. That is true.
All right, guys, that narrows it down.
All right. It's probably Shane is...
Shane loves Earth a whole lot.
Unread?
No, but...
Whatever.
Basically, when
is it randomly generated, Shane?
Parts of it are, yes.
Parts?
Basically, they say one of the ways they give to create a password for RuneScape is to use a sentence. An example they give is from a nursery rhyme. So basically, you would take the first letter of this nursery rhyme and use that. Combine some uppercase letters, lowercase letters, and special characters with that. And Georgie Porgy putting in pie, kissed the girls and made them cry, would become GPP plus PKTG ampersand 3TC.
Okay.
So I wonder how many people just changed their passwords to that.
Yeah, and they clearly say, do not use this as a password. So if you are listening to this, do not do that.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I know what you think.
Passwords are a hard way to log into things. You know, you need to remember them. And, I mean, you can't exactly use a password manager for your RuneScape account since it's in a Java applet. So there is...
I do.
Really, you can log into a Java applet with a password manager.
Yeah, can't you?
Interesting. No.
Get on my level, Shane.
Anyways, of course, they also suggest that you not reuse your passwords. Because if you reuse them, chances are they could get compromised.
Well, like I said, some of us have multi-levels of password. As you know, Shane, I have a couple lower level ones. Are like, if you hack this, I really don't care. Up to level 6, where it's like, you get this, I'm screwed.
Mm-hmm.
But you try to figure it out by level 6 when you hack that one, I'm buying you a cake.
Just a cake?
No, they're buying a cake with your credit card.
Yes, there will be cake, Shane. There will be cake. At the end of the experiment, there will be cake.
I played that game.
This was a trial.
I played both those games, actually, Portal and Portal 2. Very good games.
But they're single player.
I know, but I like them because they're puzzle-based.
Shane is a living contradiction.
Shh. All right. Well, with that being said, it might be time to change your RuneScape password if it's been getting a bit stale. I know that's definitely something I should do because I know mine is at least a year old. So, probably a good idea, right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't enter it on any other website.
Technically, there is another secure way to do it. That depends how techno savvy you are.
What is that?
You just hover your mouse over the password and just, as you're making it, pound your fingers onto the keyboard.
Yeah, man, yeah.
And then what you do, you copy that onto a notepad, or actually, we better add a notepad, type it in, pound your fingers in there. And then put it somewhere that's very secure. And then whenever you need to access that service, you actually go and highlight and copy over that password. And if I ask you what that password is, you say, I have no idea.
Because
you literally had no idea.
And that's the idea with password managers like LastPass and 1Password, is that you can use the same sort of thing, except have them actually randomly generated. And then you basically don't know what your passwords are for these websites. You just remember one master password, and that becomes your password for everything, in that you're just in this password manager. And, I mean, that is a fine way of doing it, if you can keep this piece of paper locked up somewhere safe. But if you want something that's a bit more secure, you can use that instead. So, I think that's all I need to say regarding password security. So, with that being said, I think Hattie and Skull are leaving soon, aren't they?
Hattie. Right, Shane?
Yeah.
Oh! I have...
What?
Ignore that.
Okay. All right, what's next?
Hattie and Skull are leaving on the 16th of February.
Yay. Okay, so do it before it goes away to the next year.
And I'll give me a lot of agility. Yeah, agility XP. That's good from the Skull Boots. Combat bonus XP from the pause.
Like 600k bonus XP from that, I think.
Yeah, did you go with divination or prayer?
No, prayer.
Why not divination?
I don't need that shit.
Divination is a good skill.
It's...
No. Divination is decent, but then quite honestly, I use Tears of Guthix to get out, to get myself up every week. Get a little extra edge every week.
Earth has enabled video. Okay. I won't.
As making a face at you.
Oh. But in any case.
In response to what you said.
Next up, BTS Video 92 with the heist minigame. So this is coming next week, and this actually sounds pretty good from the sounds of it. It sounds as though it's going to be a thieving minigame done right, as in it's not going to be. What the heck was that place even called?
Which one?
The place under Bertho?
Yeah, that one. What's that thieving place called?
Rogue's Guild.
Yeah, the Rogue's Den. Okay.
Rogue's
so
Den,
basically, it sounds like you're going to be able to steal from other players, and you're going to be able to transform yourself into other things that are on the map, whether it be a player or a camel. That's two examples they gave. So in essence, your player becomes a changeling.
Say that again?
You're going to be able to transform yourselves into things on the map. So if you see a camel, you can become the camel. If you're going to see a cactus, you can become the cactus. Yes, if we're in the same game, you can become me as an imposter. And then it's the job of the other team to find the imposters and flush them out.
What about a unicorn?
You could do that as well.
If I get really horny.
What?
Don't go there. Don't go there. We're trying to keep this G-rated, please.
All right. Should just make another note?
I should, shouldn't I? But,
yes. Surprised you know what that means.
Anyway, so this is a heist.
Like five clips.
This is the heist minigame, and I'm going to be very interested in to see what this is going to be, because it sounds actually kind of like that game on Steam called The Ship, where you're looking for another assassin, and then you have to kill them without them knowing. So it sounds like it's going to be good fun, and there are going to be rewards for Hunter in there too, and thieving, so very nice, in the forms of bonus XP.
Yay. So,
I think this might be my new favorite minigame. But fingers crossed, we'll have to wait and see.
I thought Minesweeper was your favorite, Shane.
No, I hate Minesweeper.
Vine.
I know, I hate it. I hate the idea of Vinesweeper and Minesweeper in general. I always found it very tedious. More tedious than chess. Because if you touch the wrong thing, it blows up. Chess doesn't blow up when you move to the wrong space.
Yeah, but it can still beat you four times in a row in four moves.
Shh. Anyways, that's it for RS updates this week. We are going to move on to the questions right now. We got two audio questions this week. First one being from Marumska.
Hello, Shane and Tricky. And whoever may be on the podcast. Shane, last week you were mentioning cleaning the cache in the RuneScape, but I can't seem to find it on the Mac. I remember I used to be able to do it. Oh, hold on just a second. Busted Wolf! Also, do you have any tips for Valentine's Day? That's all for this week. Talk to you next time. I'm scared. In the hurly-burly world of love is a battlefield. Here are some Borumska romantic tips. 1. Don't have flowers? Easy. Go to the grocery store. Buy a bunch of decorative lettuce and then wrap it in wax paper. Present it as a substitute for grape flour. 2. Guys like your pants around your feet. Submitted by C. Kruger. One last one. Why not write a romantic love letter or poem? Shred it up into puzzle-shaped pieces. Put it in the envelope. Put it in the mailbox. Nothing says love by writing it. From Reader Digest.
These advice are not currently endorsed by anyone, nor should you do it. Any such actions cause of loss of relationship, personal harm, Warmscope is not currently liable.
Okay.
What?
Was he trying to do a disclaimer at the end?
Yeah, he was. He was. He basically.
I don't understand what just happened.
He was basically pretending to provide Valentine's Day tips, and he said that Marumska is not
like
liable.
Solid advice to me.
Yeah, he's not.
Oh, he's just saying that he's not liable. Oh, okay.
Yeah, for lost relationships.
I think he should look at our demographics right now, because as we know, Shane, it's only us three right now, and the only one here who has a girl is Reed, and he just came back. So we're the wrong population for him to be giving Valentine's Day tips.
Or maybe it's the right one, because it's more needed? I don't know.
Well,
I personally enjoyed your advice, so thank you.
So are you going to write up some sort of message and then make it into a puzzle?
She hates puzzles, actually.
Oh, okay. Anyways.
But I still appreciate the value of the advice.
Yeah, and I'm sure somebody out there will find it, given that Valentine's Day is over now, and they can just remember that for next year. But the folder on OS X for the RuneScape cache is in the same location. It's in your home directory. So the best way to find that is to, if you don't... The best way to find it is to open up a terminal window and go to your home directory. And you can do that by typing in cd space tilde, which is the little squiggle thing above the tab key. And then what you'll want to do in there is find the folder called Jagex Cache. And if you just delete that with a rm space dash fr Jagex Cache, that will purge the Jagex Cache on your Mac.
You might want to put that in the show notes.
Yeah, I will, because it is a terminal
just write
command.
All of that out.
And it is dangerous to use the terminal if you don't know what you're doing. So I will put that in. Thank you for that advice of putting that in the notes.
Shane has wiped his hard drive more than once accidentally. So
yeah, and you know, we don't like it when that happens. So, anyways,
done that?
Oh, you have?
Have you actually done that?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
All right. Next audio question is from the RR Man.
Hey guys, I mostly just want to say, love that newest video you have on YouTube. Keep them up, don't stop, even though you're not getting the massive amount of views. They're really great, eh, and it's really awesome to see. But yeah, you make some good points there. And I go and have a look at the vote as soon as I'm finished this video, and surprise, surprise, people want to go back to 138. I'm getting really annoyed at this poll system, because so many of the polls are just, would you like to try go back to the way things were before? And everyone's voting for that. I don't get it. Why are people so scared of change? That's probably an obvious question with an obvious answer, but it's really annoying me that so many people just want to go back to the way it was. Or at least they could put some options in these polls of different ideas. They're just putting the old way or the new way. They could have 3 or 4 other options about new ideas, like the one you had in the video. Keep them up, I'll be watching even if no one else does. Peace out, guys. P.S. Sorry about the audio quality, my mic's playing up.
Okay, so that was the...
Yes.
...noise? That was him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He thought it was you, wasn't it?
No, I wasn't sure what it was.
I think it's time, once again, to cue that sound clip, Earth.
What clip?
Oh, God, it's different.
Oh, God, it's different.
You guys are nuts.
It's not a sound clip if I make it.
Well, I close it enough. Again. But yeah, why do
I'm
people
just
not,
overly
like...
nitpicky with Shane.
Oops. Why do people not like change when it comes to RS?
Well, that's only one step before.
Because the demographic is mostly just a bunch of whiny 5-year-olds.
Oh yeah.
I censored that for you, Shane.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. What were you gonna say, Trekkie?
Well, someone once said before, old RS people, at least the majority, are lazy bunch. I think that's why they want to go back to the old way of just click. Oh, I'm done. Click. Oh, I'm done. Click. Oh, I'm done. Click.
I didn't know that they were pigs.
Oh, so you say something, Rita wasn't listening.
Shut up, Trekkie.
So basically you're saying is that you think that they just want to click and then wait, fall asleep, and come back for the next action, and that's why the old combat system was all it's made up to be.
Well, I think, well, here's that...
Can't you do that with momentum, though?
Yeah, it's not as good as before. I mean, it's not as good just using the action bar. Although there's a new system that's supposed to be coming out soon, but I believe Shane tried it, and it still wasn't very good. You know, the thing about combat in RS, I think, you know, people like want to do Slayer, but they can't really do it because they have to really focus at it, and so they can't do other things as well. But, you know, to each their own. I can see that I notice that when I'm slaying, I have to pay attention more to the map. I can't just go on autopilot as I used to.
Yeah.
It's like when you and I did those tasks last weekend. I had to take a break after we did two of them.
Which tasks?
Well, we did some gargoyles, and what was the other one we did?
Oh, I understand. Slayer tasks. Okay, yeah. I can only do one or two at a time.
Yeah, and we got another supplemental coming out next week pertaining to momentum and a way we can really fix this entire problem and the perception of combat in a couple of easy actions. So make sure you guys watch next week's supplemental for that. But I will say, as a bit of a teaser, is that initially the system that's coming out, Revolution, I was not fond of it. I didn't think it was right to be bringing the auto-casting of abilities to the game. But I've since had a change of heart and actually think Revolution is a good thing to bring into the game. So more on that next week.
Wait, okay, so you think... Okay, so state what you think again. Think it's good that they're bringing... Go ahead.
Yeah, it's good they're going to be bringing Revolution into the game, which is the thing that automates basic abilities.
Well, that is good.
Yeah. And just you'll learn.
At times I feel like I'm just pressing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, we've mentioned that many on multiple occasions, Reed.
Yeah.
And I mean, so, when it comes down to it, change is something people always run away from. I'll give you guys an example of this related to the RS demographic and our community in general here at RSBNB. Back in 2009, we changed our website design. We changed the website design and the forum design. And, I mean, there were people, for the oddest of reasons, who felt that the old template was better, and they just would not move off of it.
Me.
So, we gave them about a six-month grace time, and then we just pushed you guys to the new one.
Yep. Me.
Yeah.
I was on the old one, Shane.
Yeah, and I mean, the reason we had to do that is because we had a lot of integration planned with that template and the rest of the website. So it just had to happen that way. And I mean, this is the same form of change. We had a vision of where we wanted to go with it, and we needed to make that happen in order to do what we wanted to do with the website. So same thing goes for RS. I mean, I think part of the reason people don't like the change is because they're comfortable with what they have, and they don't necessarily know what the people who are building the thing, whether it be a website, a web application, or a game, know what's coming down the pipeline. I think that if developers in general provided a more upfront view of what they're wanting to do in the future, I think that would make change better. And I'm going to say this, not being upfront about what kind of changes were being planned or the desired side effects from them have killed websites before. That's what killed Dig. That's what killed Dig in its previous incarnations. So The same thing goes for
us. No, that's
our
what
heads.
Killed Dig. Dig is dead.
No, it's not. People need to really look to what the developers are doing, and if they can't do that, the developers need to be more open. So it's not the fault of the user base. It's the fault of the developer as well.
Okay, I just want to go with the Dig thing. I think RS, to be completely honest, would have died multiple times by now. but if you look at the MMOs, there's not one that's really the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
but
this is the
with
same
Dig,
thing.
So everyone just went to Reddit. And it was fine because it was a carbon copy. Oh, Shane, you're gonna bleep that, please.
I will.
Do the bleep. Is that what you do for me?
Yes. Mm. And I'm going to say is that much like evolution in terms of species, if you don't have a good diversity in your species and your species doesn't change and it doesn't evolve, it dies.
Yes, but
same
also
can be said for games.
Killing off the species also has a harmful effect. So you can't just take one side of that. You have to keep both sides of that in mind.
Yeah, and that's true. And developers have to do their part in order to not kill off their things before they're ready to be killed off. And if a poor decision made results in something dying, then that's the developer's fault. Whether or not it's a perceived death or if it just died for a certain group of people.
Goes the neighborhood.
Much like people felt for combat when the Evolution Combat came out. So, it's a two-way street. The developers need to be clear and open, and the players need to be willing to look at what's coming. But if neither of these work, you're not going to get anywhere.
Aye.
And, you know, I think I have a bit of experience in that, primarily from the forum redesign. So. Yeah, it was such a happy day when we moved away and disabled that old skin.
I bet you cackled maniacally, didn't you?
No, I was just very happy.
Just cackled, ha ha ha, all these peons. Who's that anymore?
Nope. Anyways, anybody else have anything for that question?
Does anyone else have anything with that question? No, I don't.
Alrighty then. Next one, Trekkie, you can read the next one.
You mean the only one?
No, there's two.
Okay, this Kills question is DM. From Forge. Alright, there. What? Oh, my
one
bad.
Above it.
I skipped that one. Okay, I need to put on my glasses again. Hold up. Alright, question is from Killzone BM12. Hello, crew. This week I have a simple question for you. What's your favorite Slayer task? Which is your least favorite? Thanks, Killzone BM12. Alright, Shane, I'm going to say everybody's most tasks that nobody wants, and that's going to be the Warp Tortoise and the Warp Terror Bird. Case closed, next.
Oh, God.
I like warped tortoises. Terror birds are a bitch, but. Because they drop the shells, and those are good for money.
Yeah, but they drop it so infrequently, and the time it takes to kill
them.
They
drop every time, don't they?
No.
No, they don't.
You can drop two at a time, but it takes forever and ever and ever.
Yeah. I love Dust Devils. Those are always...
Dust Devils are good.
Yeah. I can one-hit
those.
What's
that one... What's that one god awful task?
Scabbarites.
Nah, well, those are good easy. if you have the dagger or the stabbing.
Karis, yeah, the stabby thing, right? step.
You jackass. Shane, don't bleep that. I will kill you.
Okay, Shane. Well, we'll have that discussion after the show, I guess.
Alrighty. My favorite Slayer task would have to be... I'd say Abyssal Demons nowadays.
Yeah, Abyssal Demons, nice. Especially so that I can...
I remember what my least favorite task is. The things in Xenaris, the mushroom thing.
Zyphoid thingy? The one where you go into the poly staff and whatnot? Is it that one?
No, they're the mushroom things where you have to put...
them into a jug?
Warped zygotes or something? Hold on.
Warped zygotes?
I don't think Current Alice owns those, does she?
I know Chaeldar did.
Yeah, Curadel does not. You know, there's really nothing that I'll get rid of these days. The only time I'll get rid of a task is if it's something that is magic-based that I need to use magic to fight.
Because... Mutated Zygomites.
Mm. Yeah, those were the whole... Mm. Okay. Yeah, we don't like those at all. We don't like the warp terror birds at all, period. Man, those things are annoying.
Another task that I really like are the desert strike worms.
I don't like those as much anymore. I find them they're just so slow to kill. Shane?
I mean, automatons, those are good too.
Skeletal wyverns.
Those are annoying.
Oh, yes, those are annoying. I will cancel those. You're right. All right, well, there's our favorite and least favorite Slayer tasks. Yeah, but go Abyssal Demons. Those are very nice. I did a task of those this afternoon. No wand yet.
All right, because they updated the drops, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So and the wands are currently worth 15 mil.
Like you need more money, Shane.
I do.
It's the guy who's complaining about having like 300,000 mil or something.
I'm fighting them for my own wand. I want the wand for myself. I'm not going to sell it. I'm not that kind of a selfish capitalist Ferengi.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Wait, this is still Shane, right?
I'm not going to sell the wand if I get it. I want it for myself.
Trekkie, who gave him the weed and the Communist Manifesto?
You're evil, Reed. Okay, let's move on to the next question. We're kind of we've answered this more than once.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, Earth, read this
Killzone
one.
BM.
Okay.
Get the essay.
Dear hosties, it's Olympics discussion time. As you may or may not be aware of, the Olympics used to be an amateur competition. Well, I know it is 100% too late to turn back to that. Do you think there should be a similar competition with the previous amateur worldwide competition? Which format would you prefer, amateur or the current system? Glad to be listening to the podcast again, Forged.
You know, I have to say that I prefer the current system, and here's why. The current system gets you the best of the best. It gets you the best of the best in all sporting events for whatever sport it might be. There's no question that when you go to the Olympics, you are competing at the highest level possible, and you are representing your country in that sport. So... I actually
America.
Like it when it's the best of the best. I think that's a really, really entertaining competition to watch. And there's tons of lower level competitions as well. I mean, there's the problem I would have with setting up a different kind of competition for amateur sports people is that
it would eventually turn into something that's professional.
Yes, because where do you draw the line between amateur and professional, right?
It's like how Little League games get really intense after a certain point. Like, it's kind of scary going to, like, 8 to 10 year old Little League games. The parents get so
nuts.
It's insane. And it's just going to become like that. Where it's, yeah, these guys aren't very good, but I'm going to root for them.
That's when you just go, oh, son, you did good. Come on, let's go get some ice cream. And that's about it. You know, hey, you lost today. It's okay. We'll win next time, all right? Can't win them all. Let's go get some ice cream, okay?
Yeah, everyone's a winner, right?
I hate that attitude.
Yeah, Shane's with the attitude. It's not enough for him to succeed. Others must fail as well.
And if he goes down, everybody else goes down with him.
You're not what?
I'm not going to deny that. That is something that I believe in.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Is that what Ayn Rand was all about, Shane?
I don't know. Never read any of her works.
God, don't. They're ridiculously long.
All right. How about you two?
I prefer the current system. The whole point of the Olympics is that you went through, you know, tons of competitions, beat through the best of the best in order to get through it. And, you know, remember where the Olympics came from. It came from ancient Greek, where, you know, it was a way to kind of show off your superior fighting skills. Little known fact, Spartans were not allowed in wrestling in the wrestling tournaments because they were not afraid to kill the other person.
You guys might think this is kind of cowardly, but I wouldn't mind seeing. Well, I guess there are no blood sports at the Winter Olympics, but I guess boxing is probably at the Summer Olympics. Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were about to say like
gladiator
cage
combat
death matches or something.
gladiator combat.
Yeah.
I was thinking that too. Like Shane wants gladiator combat.
Shane, what are you doing? Yeah, but I mean, I don't really. I think that the way it is good. Although I do think that they could use a little less intervention from the government. Like,
no,
I know
you got to do that because communist countries dump all their resources into promoting
not.
Their athletes.
FIFA. The only thing that the government is allowed to do in FIFA sports is establish the league. They appoint officials to do that, and then they take care of everything else. They have to have a certain level of autonomy. Otherwise, nope, they get kicked out. And it's also like that for, say, the U.S. played a country, and they knew they were going to lose, so they invaded that country. They couldn't do that. They would also kick the U.S. out of that.
This is true.
Stuff. So the way FIFA's got it is good. And I think that it would be better for that. And also, I don't know how the choice is made for where stuff is put, but don't put it in Russia. Really?
And
I mean
that's the same issue.
Degree of appeasement, but
that's the same issue I had with Beijing 2008.
How did that one go?
It went fine, except for the fact that it wasn't the girl who was singing, which I kind of spotted on the very first night, and the fireworks weren't quote-unquote real, which who really cares?
Yeah. I mean, they also, built a hotel in, like, 36 hours or something?
Yeah, I remember.
I remember hearing something about that.
Currently, Germany is in first, Switzerland is second, and Canada is in third.
For what?
Overall medal standing.
Like gold medals?
Yeah.
Where's America?
Fourth.
Fourth.
Are we beating Canada?
No, you're tied with Norway.
Ha! Take that, Norway!
But on the other hand, China has won 2 gold medals. I saw an event where this Chinese guy almost won, but he didn't win. And he looks so sad at the end of it. So I thought, you know, maybe something's going to happen to him with his parents when he gets home.
Oh, gee, thanks for being stereotypical, Shane.
Or the government.
He's Chinese, not North Korean. Not North Korean.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, North Korean is not North Korea is not at this Olympics.
They never are.
North Korean is not at this Olympics.
North Korea had athletes at Vancouver 2010.
Really? How'd that go?
They didn't win.
So they all died?
No! No one died. Jeez, where do you get that idea? Anyways, I agree.
Did they kill athletes or something?
Probably. Who knows what happens there? But I think it's time to move on from questions now. So,
okay. Yes, Massa.
With that being said, let's move on to the tech news. So, anybody here use Firefox?
Nope.
Yes.
Okay, So, Mozilla will start showing first-time users ads in blank Firefox tabs. So they're working on their own OS and their own hardware, and they're trying to make the existing software more relevant for users and more profitable. So today there's been a change announced that will turn vacant screen real estate into suggestions for new users. So when you first install Firefox, you'll open a tab, it'll bring up a mostly blank page with their welcome message and frequently visited websites. But as you break in the browsers...
Isn't that what they were founded to be like, no?
No ads.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The tiles will fill up and they're going to be used to show promoted websites. Sponsored tiles, they call them. From partners.
Quote unquote.
Aren't they non-profits?
Well, they're an open source, Mozilla.org. So... Yeah, they are.
And I thought they were non-profit.
That's always been what Firefox had prided themselves on. And the thing I don't get about this is everybody thought Google would be the first to put ads in a browser, but it's Mozilla who's doing that with these directory tiles.
That's irritating.
But there's also been the option in the past to allow Mozilla to access your web history to gauge your interest and personalize the browser.
Is that good or creepy? You tell me, Shane.
Well, it depends on how you feel about your web browsing history, right?
I mean, it's there.
Yeah, and do you want to share it with a third-party service? Would you have a problem?
No.
Either of you with dumping your history and showing it to me right now?
To you, maybe.
Yeah.
But not really another person, no.
What's that supposed to mean?
What's what supposed to mean?
To you, I maybe, don't understand, but not some other person. Anyways.
Is this anonymously... Well, no, I guess they could go to Facebook and see that. So it couldn't be anonymous.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean... It just seems kind of odd that Mozilla is the first to do this, and, you know, there would be no problem with this, I guess, if they allow people to opt out. Unknown if they'll do that, though.
Never been known to opt out of much stuff.
Yeah, and You know, they, I guess they're doing this is because they want to have a backup to that Google partnership, because, you know, if you search, you get that custom branded Google Firefox search engine. So definitely interesting things happening in Firefox land, that is for sure.
In Firefox land.
Correct. All right, I believe the next piece of tech news involves a laser.
Laser?
Yes, tell laser. Us about this one.
Laser. Anyway, scientists using their giant laser has finally produced nuclear fusion.
For the person California. Out there who might not have a knowledge of nuclear physics, fusion is basically combining two elements together.
Yeah, Shane, I was going to explain that, but you can go right ahead.
No, you can go on.
Go ahead. No. I insist, child.
I just said what fusion is. You tell them about the laser now.
So anyway, laboratories in California had made a breakthrough in producing fusion reactions with a giant laser. The success comes after years of struggling to get the laser to work. So basically, Omar Hurricane, a research facility in actually down here in Livermore, which is not that far, well, about an hour drive from here, they managed to create a small amount of energy. So what the thing about this is that there's two types of nuclear reactors or reactions. One is nuclear fission and one is nuclear fusion. Nuclear fission is what is used right now in all nuclear power plants. That's how we make electricity from those. However, as many do know, that it is a very nasty side effect of leaving radioactive material, which we are all dumping in Cheyenne Mountain. Anyway, nuclear fusion is different in that it doesn't produce or very, very minute traces of radioactive activity. However, it takes a lot of energy to put them together instead of nuclear fission, which doesn't require as much. Actually, it's more efficient using what we have with nuclear power plants to create energy. However, the radioactive material that's left behind, it's not very good.
Yay!
Yeah, and this has been the hallmark of renewable energy forever, because hydrogen is the most abundant element in the universe, and it basically, you fuse two hydrogens together, you get a helium, and a great amount of energy comes from that. So if you could do that, you could solve the energy demand.
Well, the way nuclear fission works, when we use someone in nuclear power plants, is we split the atom. And as we know, that releases a lot of energy. Yeah, you basically set off a giant mini bomb inside a reactor. And that releases all controlled. The energy.
Boom.
Well, hopefully it's controlled. So, you know, and so that's kind of what happens. And, you know, well, what happens with nuclear fusion is that instead of breaking them apart, we're actually combining them. And, you know, remember the saying, likes attract, opposite repel, likes attract.
You had it right, buddy.
I just failed science hard. Opposites attract, liked repels. The point of nuclear fusion is that we make the protons, which have a very positive charge, try and get in contact with each other. Of course, however, because they're trying to get away from each other because it's too much power. They're constantly trying to push each other away. It takes a lot of energy to push them together, but by doing that, you also release a lot of energy as well. And you know, you want a little. Edumacation on this. I'll link a little explanation.
Edumacation.
Heck yeah, man.
Children is educated. What was that?
There you go. And that's it.
And you know, the great thing about this is that you do this, you have unlimited energy. Well, not quite yet.
So
not that much energy.
Someone told me about that. Not yet.
But
warp drive.
But basically, with this solving the world energy demand, you no longer have to worry about, you know, coal or oil or nuclear fission, and unlimited energy. That's what people have wanted for years. But, you know, the technology, as said in this article, seems pretty far off. I mean, just the huge laser required to do it, and it's so inaccurate. And, I mean, what, they fused one set of hydrogens together, right? That's it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and that needs to be done on a massive scale. But nonetheless, it's very interesting.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
And you know what the next step is after fusion, right?
Antimatter?
Yeah.
Matter, antimatter, core. Right, Shane? Yeah.
Assuming you can make the antimatter.
Simple, Shane. I matter about everything. You don't matter about everything. We can just get closer together and we'll get lots of energy. You don't matter. I matter.
You don't matter?
Oh.
Like Paula Deen, butter. Hey, y'all, Paula Deen.
Ain't she from your neck of the woods there, Earth?
Don't ever say anything like that ever again, please. And yes. About 2 hours away from here.
Okay. Well, something like that. With that little diversion, we do have one more piece of news here for tech news, and that is Apple released their supplier responsibility report and is pushing against conflict minerals. Now, you ask what conflict minerals are, right?
Blood diamonds?
Yeah.
Yes, essentially like blood diamonds, except on the order of minerals. And Apple says that they don't use conflict minerals. Like, for instance, I think the element was tantalum or something like that. But they don't mine them from war zones like Sudan or whatever. Instead, they get them from the... Or they don't get them from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. That's a real oxymoron there. So Apple is doing its part to fund good ethical sources of their minerals that they need for their computer pieces, which is something that people should definitely consider doing in this day and age. Not only have it apply to minerals and whatnot for hardware and technology, but apply it to oil as well. Get the oil from Canada rather than getting it from places like Saudi Arabia.
Oh, Canada.
You don't know the rest, do you? Anyways.
Our hope and sacred land.
Nope.
Through beautiful.
All right, thank you. Thank you for that. But I don't know. I was happy to see this, and I think it's something that more companies need to announce and not only have it highlighted for things like technology pieces and minerals, but apply it to everything as well. If you're going to apply it to minerals, apply it to other resources as well.
So did they do this because they don't want any other shitstorms like Foxconn or whatever?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Essentially, it's preventative. Control. Yeah. 59 smelters were found to be compliant, while another 23 are part of the conflict-free smelter program. So, that is what they're doing, and, I mean, it's a good thing all around. So, keep going, Apple.
Shane, let's do this.
Alrighty. What's next?
The end times.
So what do we got for skill of the month?
It's interesting. We have a lead change.
Once again.
Yes.
Oh, Magic King winning?
No.
Flash is winning.
Oh.
Flash managed to go from third place to first.
Oh.
He has gained 6.1 million XP, while Fish has gathered 4.5, and Mage Guy has gathered 4 mil.
Oh, man.
It's different.
That's going back.
What's
on
wrong?
His word.
I don't know.
He told Magic King that he would stop if...
Hey,
whoa, whoa, what happened?
Breathe. Oh, no.
Never mind.
All right.
Just,
well, the skill of the month is
not what I expected.
Yeah. Flash, first place, second, Fish, and third, Mage Guy 08. And Brian has gained 1 experience.
Man, look at that Asian go.
Yo,
one experience. Look at that guy. I wish I were as good as him.
Oh, and we had someone enter with 200 million XP to start off with. The unfortunate thing is we can't track XP beyond 200 million.
Are you kidding?
No, look at the graph.
Why would he do that?
I guess he wants to show everyone.
He's going to lose.
Yeah, and he's going to end up in last because he can't get any XP.
Good.
Clear.
Alrighty. Well, with that being said, woodcutting is always an interesting skill of the month to watch because it can change so quickly, being a primary resource, and you can just camp there for hours on end at the ivy or crystal trees or whatever you might want to find.
America.
So, always fun. Alrighty, so achievements of the week. We got 3 of them this week. First one would be Poison Nova with 99 fishing on the 13th.
We also have Parnassius who got 99 fletching on February 13th.
And Brian, everyone's least favorite Asian, got 99 mining on February 11th. So just everyone remember, Brian sucks.
And as you can tell, Earth and Brian have a little thing going across, so Earth is not a racist.
A little thing?
Yeah.
Don't you start.
Anyways.
You.
So there's our achievements of the week. Good work all around. Does
except
anybody have a pick of the week?
I linked you to it.
All right. What is it? Tell us what your pick is.
I found this earlier. I have no idea how good this is or not, but it's called Red Shirt. Red Shirt is the comedy sci-fi sim about social networking aboard a space station, starring the station's most ambitious low-ranking peon, you. Navigate the professional and interpersonal politics of the ubiquitous Spacebook to curry favor among friends and colleagues. As intense intergalactic conflict rages around you, it's up to you to accrue those all-important likes on your status updates. Whether you're looking for love, opportunities for promotion, or even a chance to play zero-G golf with the captain, you can schmooze your way through social circles and claw your way up the career ladder. Perhaps you too can finally achieve the dream of an off-station transfer or even the Red Shirt's opportunity of a lifetime being sent on an away mission.
That sounds great.
So, it's a satire of
Star Trek Red Shirts.
Oh yeah, because they always die, but let's see. Redshirt's take on science fiction cliches is amusing, telling short stories in the form of status updates and messages, but the activity of playing the game is rather intense, even though it's a turn-based life management sim.
Oh, that's fun.
As if accidentally snubbing friends and causing heartbreak wasn't enough, a short while into your misadventure, a disturbing message arrives. A calamity is coming. The station is doomed. People will die.
That's very cynical of you.
No, it's just reading a review. Alright, I'm buying this right now. This looks fun.
It's $9.99.
It's 50% off.
Yeah, that seems awfully expensive for something like that.
Well, Shane, I got a $50 gift card, and I ain't doing shit with it, so...
Oh, okay. Can I have it?
Can I have
have
my
what?
Books?
The gift card?
Have what, Shane? No.
The gift card.
I already redeemed it.
Oh.
I already redeemed it.
All right. Gosh. Well, this is on Steam. So, link will be in the show notes as to where you can find it. Show notes are at update.rsbnb.com.
What the heck was that, Shane?
Oh,
dear. Never mind. All right, so Shane, what have we been doing, Earth? What have you
Shane,
been doing
this week
on Shane,
did you not press the record
RS?
Button?
No.
Did you press the record button, Shane?
Yes. Go.
Oh,
what have you been doing?
Wow, it's only 62 megabyte. Ports, fishing. That's about it.
Oh, you do your player own ports. I didn't know you started that.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Anything else? Anything interesting happen?
Just fishing. Also, Brian sucks.
Oh, so that's where you were. You were underground at the Living Rock Caverns.
No. Huh?
Oh. See,
there's
a feature where you can put a trail on someone and it'll tell you where to go. But if they're underground, it won't put it in. So I was trying to find one day which dungeon he was in so I could try and find him, but no luck.
Okay.
Shane's really creepy.
All right, come on, let's wrap this up.
And what have you been up to?
I've been preparing for next week's events, which, as you know, is going to be double bonus XP weekend. I'm way too tired. And I've been preparing my inventory and bank for that occasion. And did some ports, and went to class, and went to work, and drank water, and that was it.
All right. Very good indeed. Now, as for me this week, I have been getting some summoning done. I got level 95 summoning, preparing for the bonus XP weekend and that as well. I plan to get 96 summoning over that weekend and finish that skill off, since it doesn't make sense at this time being to go further. So that's what I've been doing this week. I've also been doing some Hunter, and that's pretty much it. So Hunter and Summoning.
Yay.
So I believe that's it for this episode of our RSBNB Update. So thank you, the two of you, for being here. And
join us next
week
for bonus XP weekend.
Yeah, that should be a very fun episode, as always. So look forward to hearing what you guys have to say about that. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Bye, everyone.